You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Liz Carollo from NYC's Green Markets. Liz, it was great to see you and the team at the annual meeting earlier this week. But now I'm so excited to hear what's happening at the market because it's so cold. I need to hear something green and good.
I know, right? Yeah, despite today's winds and frigid temperatures, the break in weather the past few days, along with the rush of invites that we've received to attend all these spring flings and gardening events that are coming up in the next 2 months has really got me thinking about my tiny fire escape and my windowsill garden and what plants, herbs, and flowers I want to grow this year or, in my case, attempt to not kill this year. So over the past week or so, it seems like the markets themselves are blossoming with flats of ranunculus, daffodils, tulip plants, and with more coming in really every market day. So that's been really exciting to walk through the markets and kind of see them come alive with all the color. Our sister program, Open Space Greening, that works there in the same building as us and under the Grow NYC umbrella, they build and maintain community gardens throughout the city. And in early May, they host 5 days of plant sales. So their plant sale allows community garden groups, clubs, organizations, they had over 300 purchasing last year, to buy plant flowering plants and edible plants at very low wholesale prices from green market farmers, and so they get to buy them in bulk, and pretty much any organization can purchase, just not individuals. So the front page of our website, grownyc.org, has info about the plant sale and a link to an online order form. And at the market and at the plant sale, at both, EBT and food stamps are accepted for any plants that grow edible fruits, vegetables, herbs. And also included in the list of plants this year as option for purchasing is so exciting, Green Market Dirt. So it's our very own branded compost from McEnroe Organic Farm, and we'll have those for sale at the market starting sometime in April.
So you can get your plants and your dirt?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now we just need to find a way to make a, you know, regionally produced pot, and we'll be all set.
Someone's out there working on that right now.
So who are the folks who show up at the markets with plants? Who should we be looking for?
Great. Yeah. So moving back to the markets, one of the producers in our program that's known for their plants and really being one of the harbingers of spring when they arrive back is Stokes Farm. They're operated by Ron Benagi Jr. Stokes is one of my favorites. They're a sixth-generation family farm. They grow on 17 acres in Bergen County, New Jersey, and they're the last remaining farm in Bergen County. Ron Jr.'s father, Ron the First, was one of our original founding farmers selling at our very first market on 59th Street in 1976, and they left the market that day, one of my favorite quotes, asking if there was a famine in the city because of the hordes of customers that came out to revel at the fresh tomatoes, which they apparently had not seen in a very long time, and our founders, Bob Lewis and Barry Benepe, knew that at the time and invited a few farmers in, and that's how Green Market got started. But Ron Jr., who was Ron the First's son, started selling as a teenager at Union Square of fall that same year, and he was selling there not only on his on the graduation day of his high school, but also on his wedding day. And he's barely missed a Saturday in 36 years of attending Union Square. And now his son, Ronnie the Third, plays a huge part in the family business and runs their market at Tucker Square. So because of development pressures and real estate values in Bergen County, they can see the Empire State Building from their farm. They had one of my favorite farmer quotes saying that they could be millionaires if it weren't for Green Market. But rather than sell off their 17 acres, including 40,000 square feet of greenhouses, they've decided to keep the farm in the family, sustain hopefully many generations of Benagis to come, for years to come. And Ronnie the Third actually just had a son who's Ronnie the Fourth now. So Stokes Farm will be back at markets in the next 2 weeks, and they go to Union Square, Tribeca, and Tucker Square. So I know their customers are going to be really delighted to see them come back.
That's awesome. And I think it's like nice to bring up that the really important part, that commitment to maintaining farmland, preserving farmland, despite those kind of economic pressures. So it's great to hear that they're going to avoid being millionaires. well, so folks, you know, who pick up the plants, I mean, what would you recommend as far as usage?
Well, I think just ridding yourself of the March blahs right now. I know it's going around our office big time. We're all so ready for spring and even summer. So I would just say use them to make your garden and windowsill beautiful. And growing herbs is a great start if you're feeling apprehensive about caring for plants. They're typically easier and more resilient. They smell great. They can be used in your meals. And it certainly doesn't get much more local than that. So few plants in your house will be a constant reminder over the next few weeks of bad weather that spring is coming.
Nice. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So what about event-wise? I mean, lots of stuff. So got some holidays on the horizon. What's kicking?
Great. Yeah, the biggest event for us is that spring equinox is next week, so promise of a new season. We're really excited about that. And then coming up on Monday is we're partnering with the Food Systems Network on their series of distribution issues and innovations in the value chain. So that'll be Monday night at the International Culinary Center. Olivia Blanche Flower, who runs our Green Market Co. wholesale distribution program, will be speaking on the panel. And she's lovely and wonderful and has extensive knowledge of running a mission-driven distribution program in New York City now. So worth going to see her talk. Also, Passover's coming up. Tons of great Passover ingredients available at the market, like chicken, brisket, fresh horseradish, scallions, apples, honey, and challah. And then after that, Easter will be coming. So at the market, we host Easter egg hunts and natural egg dyeing demonstrations. And, of course, at the market, we have everything anybody needs for delicious Easter brunch, like eggs, chicken, duck, and emu, bacon, ham, and sausage, polenta, spinach, and not to be missed, the hot cross buns, which you definitely need on your Easter brunch table.
Delicious. And I would say I give a shout out to Leah Eden, one of our heritage staffers, who put together a great Passover special. You can find out some more history on the holiday and some cooking tips. That's definitely on our HRN Prime site. So check it out. In the meantime, stay in tune with the Grow NYC Markets. If you want to find more information on the events that Liz mentioned, get info on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, visit them at www.grownyc.org, or you can follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, however you do it. Just follow, stay engaged, and tune in next week for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.